Matthew 11, I want to try to conclude my thought on learning by living. At least that's my intention. It was my intention before this morning, and it didn't work out too well, so we'll see what the Lord's got for us. Learning by living, there's some things you can't learn in a book. I appreciate books. I appreciate information. I appreciate being able to read and to listen and to learn. And if we have any sense about us, the things we learn, we will apply to life. We men don't like manuals, instructions. We don't like to follow the guide. But I guarantee you one thing, we'd be better off if we did. We wouldn't have so many extra screws and bolts and nuts and loose ends. And when we finish the project, if we would follow the instructions. And I promise you one thing, when it comes to this Bible, we sure better listen. Our way won't work. That's what gets us in so much trouble as it is. Perhaps that's why the Lord has put this message on my heart, because there's some of us, that means me too, who have not yet learned. So we'll try and find out a little bit more. We've looked at the fact of learning by living involves lifting our load. Notice what Jesus said, verse 29. Let's go to verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I love that word now, rest. Just I like to say it. I like to relax while I'm saying it. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in the heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says to the ones who are tired and weary and exhausted and heavy laden and burdened because of all their effort, all they've tried on their own, he'll say, are you finally tired of trying? Are you ready to listen? Well, here's my instruction. Here's what you need to do. If you want rest, here's how you get it. Take my yoke upon me. And all of a sudden, I am saying, I like the first part where he says, you want some rest? You tired? My interest is perked. But then he says, take my yoke. And all of a sudden, I'm back down in the bottom again. I'm looking for rest. I am already weary. I'm already worn out. Now he talks about a yoke. But he says, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And I have suggested that learning by living involves lifting our load. He says, take my yoke upon you. That means submitting, surrender, yielding. He is not offering us a position as a CEO. This is not upper management. This is low, low, low. Are you ready to serve? Are you ready to surrender? Are you ready to submit? Are you so tired of trying on your own that you're finally exhausted and said, here I am, take my yoke. Lifting our load, learning by living involves also living our life. He said, take my yoke. It is an indication that there is some taking involved. There is some work involved, but a different kind of work than my work, my effort. It has the idea of living our life. He said, take my yoke. What does that mean? Do what I tell you to do. Live your life as I tell you. Take my yoke. Taking my yoke, hooking up with him means as I go down the road, as I plow my field, as I do the job he has called me to do, I am letting him lead. I am not the one deciding any longer. I have hooked up with him. I'm living my life his way. Learning by living involves lifting our load and living our life and loving our Lord. He says, learn of me. The more you learn of me, the more you'll like me. That's not true of everybody, including me. I told somebody the other day, I don't see why anybody wants to be around me, especially my preacher friends. I think I run my mouth so much and I pick so much, I wonder, why in the world do they even want to be around me? And maybe most of them don't. But I guarantee you one thing, the more I learn about him, the more I love him. The more I want to be around him. He said, learn of me. I said that word of. Has the idea of going to something or someone and getting something. You come to me, you'll get something. It literally means to take away. He said, come to me and take away with me from me what I have for you. It talks about loving our Lord. And then I touched a little bit, and I'll do it a little bit more this morning. Learning by living involves learning our lessons. He says, take my yoke upon you. There is something you need to learn. There is something I have for you. No one else. It is your yoke because I have given it to you. Even though it's my yoke, it has now become your yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Learning our lessons. I see already in those words, take my yoke upon you, a problem. Because the whole issue of these three or four verses here is me. I am the one that is burdened. I am the one that is heavy laden. I am the one that has worked myself to death trying to do right. And he says to me, my problem, I'm the problem. And by the way, I am not the only one here. You are the problem also that Jesus is talking about. There is a problem. It is me. It is you. For we are flawed. We are broken. We're like the man of the palsy that I may deal with tonight. We have issues. We have problems. We are flawed people. And he said to a flawed person, a broken person, I want you to take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Learning our lessons means first, I am in need. It means this, and I've said it often. Learning life the hard way. Do you know what that means? It means we have tried and failed. That's learning the hard way. I didn't do it the right way. I didn't do it the smart way. I didn't follow the instructions. That's why my table sits crooked when I'm done with it. I have tried to live life my way and I have failed miserably. That's why Jesus said, try my yoke. Don't you know yet? Have you not learned? Do you not know that your way has not worked and will not work and will never work? So quit trying your way. Take my yoke upon you. That's learning the lesson of life. That's what I am calling learning by living. He is talking to his disciples. And he is talking to us. But let's glance at the disciples. He is saying to those 12, take my yoke upon you, you 12. Well, what about them? Well, these are the same ones, I cannot comprehend this, that were arguing later about who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'll tell you the truth, I don't even see how that conversation came up. It seems to me like they would say, I don't even deserve to go. I remember where I was when Jesus came by. I don't even deserve to be in the bunch. He ought to flick me off this earth right now. And these dummies are talking about which of them will be the greatest. High of the high seat of authority. I'm hearing in this that these fellows are flawed. That they are broken. These also are the same ones who, when they hear more about the cross, Peter, for instance, says, there ain't no way I'm letting you go to a cross. No way, Jose, this ain't going to happen. I will die before I let them take you to a death place. And the Bible says, so said all of them. They're flawed. They're broken. These also are the ones who tried to cast out a demon and could not do it. And they come back. The Lord's trying to teach them something. They have failed now. And they at least come back to the right source for information. And they say, why could we not cast them out? He's wanting them to learn. He's wanting them to learn. You're a failure. Here you're broken. You can't make it your own way. You need me. Take my yoke upon you. And it seems as though they learn nothing. These are the same ones who in Gethsemane were asleep when the devil has unleashed everything. These are the same ones who ran when the arrest of Jesus took place. I'm seeing in all this, these are some broken people. These are some people who fail on a regular basis. It is not uncommon for them to fail. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's how it is with us. You like it or not, you know that's true. And the Lord said, I want you to learn something. I want you to take my yoke upon you and learn finally you are a failure. And the failures I let you go through are me trying to teach you you need me. Your yoke ain't working. Your way's not doing too well, so try mine. And he lets us go through our failures. He lets us humiliate ourselves. He lets us defile the name of God by our actions. He don't like that. But he's trying to teach us something. He's trying to get us to learn by living that we need him. That his yoke's the best. That we're just going to have more trouble and more trials the longer we hang under our yoke. I'm talking about learning by living. I'm trying to deal now with learning our lessons. Job, at least it seems to indicate in the Bible, was perhaps the most holy and godly man on earth in his day. Now, it does not say that, but we do know this. The Bible says he was perfect and shunned or eschewed evil. And I'm very interested in the fact that the devil went after Job. There had to be reason for that. I believe it's because Job was such a holy man. But guess what? Job finally, after a long time of hardship and hurt and pain, guess what Job said about himself? Job 42, which is, by the way, close to the end of the book. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job's learning now that even though he walked with God and lived a holy life and prayed for his family, that he was still flesh, still dust, still refuge. He learned that by living the heartache we find in the book of Job. That's not easy, but it's a lesson we need to learn. Need to learn our lesson. David, I mentioned him briefly last week, said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity." He said that after months and perhaps a year of thinking everything's all right. I got the wife I wanted. I got what I wanted and things are going well. But when Nathan came and said, "Thou art the man," God convicted David and said, "I am a sinner." He learned that by failure. He learned that by making a mess. He learned that through conviction and confession and recommitment in his life to the Lord. Oh, said again, some things we have to learn the hard way by trying and failing. Sometimes we try and fail and don't learn a thing. Guess what? She's going to come around again. God's going to send you us through the same type of thing again. If we don't learn it the first time, he'll do it the second time. We don't learn it the second time, he'll do it the third time. By the way, he's got time. He ain't in a real big hurry. So it depends on us to a great degree. I'm talking about learning by living. One example I thought about is this. A farmer. A farmer buys a new farm. He has a field over here, field over there, field back there. He thinks, "I'll plant some corn over here in this field. I believe I'll plant, since I'm from down east, some watermelon over in this field. Back over there, I'm going to plant some beans." That year, that corn does pitiful. Watermelons do all right, kind of sandy soil. Beans, pretty good. Well, the farmer learns by failure. That soil over there, it doesn't have the right nutrients for corn. So I'm going to try cantaloupe. And he finds out the next year, cantaloupe don't do too good either. So the next year, he ain't going to be dumb enough to go back out there and plant corn again because it failed. And he ain't going to be dumb enough to go back out there and plant cantaloupe because it failed. But he also ain't going to give up. He finally finds out that field over here, it is perfect for green beans. That'll make Tom happy. He hates green beans. What the farmer did was try the best he knew, and when it didn't work, he didn't quit. He is learning by failure. And that's what I'm trying to say, that I think Jesus is saying to us. Your way ain't going to work. And I'm trying to teach you, I am letting you fail. Not so you'll quit, give up, stay home, but that you will learn that your way ain't going to work and you got to do it my way. But keep on doing it. Don't give up. A whole lot of people give up. A whole lot of people throw in the towel. Well, let me hurry. I got to get through. Talking about living by learning. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." That means lifting our load and living our life and loving our Lord and learning our lessons. And lastly, I know you're glad, loosing our love. And you think, what in the world is this preacher talking about now? Well, notice what he's saying. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He's saying, if you are laboring and heavy laden and tired and needing rest, turn loose of what you've been trying. Let it go. And that means the things I have held on to, the things I have been doing, the things that I thought were right, he says I'm to let go of. I'm using this term, loosing our love. What do I mean? The things we love and the things that mean so much to us, the things that we may have been taught all our life, he says, I want you to realize that is not going to work. You need to let it go and learn my way is the best way. My way is the only way. Take your yoke and throw it aside and take his yoke. A couple of things I'm done. I mean by that, turn loose, let go of our love for self. I thought about the man in Luke 14:19 that turns down the invitation to the wedding. And here's the man's excuse. I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. Now, that was a lame excuse. All of them were lame excuses there. But the man was sincere. And you analyze all that he said, here's what he said. I love my field, and I love my oxen, and I love these yoke that I have bought more than what God wants. That's what he's saying. But if we would analyze our lives and really look a good look, a lot of us, we'd have to say the same thing. We love it our way. We want it our way. That means, as I have said, we love self. And Jesus said, let go of that love. I say it like this. We need to let go of our love for self and start loving the Savior. To where what he wants is more important than what I want. It's not easy. You know why? Because I want what I want. I want what I want. I love what I want. And you do too. If we didn't, we wouldn't do it. If we didn't, we wouldn't live the way we do. If we didn't love self, we would not do what we do. What we do proves we love self more than him. And he says, let it go. Turn loose. Turn loose. Give it up. Quit loving yourself so much. Start loving me. It doesn't get better. I'm talking about turning loose of our love. I think we would have to be honest and say,
most of us love self. Watch out. Not just that we love self, let it go, but we love sin. Whoever got the idea that, and I have heard it, I don't think I've ever said it. I'm dumb, but I don't think I'm quite this dumb. But whoever said that when you get saved, you no longer love sin, they're in a different universe than me. Because our flesh still loves sin. I'll say it again. I love rock and roll. I could go back and get some of them old groups. And if I started naming them, you'd say, "Are you sure you're a preacher?" You got to understand, I was a hippie. I was a hippie, not in the 60s, that a little too early, but I was a hippie in the 70s. And I guarantee you right now, I still love it. Ding, 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 I love it. But I will not let myself listen. You know why? Because I love it. Whole flesh still there. And if you think you don't love sin, you don't know who you are. And Jesus said, you won't rest. You won't rest? You tired? You overburdened? You weary? You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to learn to let go of that stuff you love, that sin. You got to learn, loose it. Got to let it go. Got to lay it down at my feet and take up my yoke and let's go. I love rock and roll, but I guarantee you one thing, it won't do for me what good old gospel music will do. Woo! I'm saying, when you let go of what flesh wants and you let go of what the devil wants, God will give you something better. That heavy load, that heavy yoke. That light yoke sounds a whole lot better to me. And all this stuff of three messages can be summed up in this. By us living our lives day by day, he's trying to teach us. He's trying to get us to learn by going through it. Where we don't have to go through it again. This morning, if you're not saved, the Lord wants you to be saved. He wants to forgive you of your sin. I don't know anybody like that. I don't know anybody you can wrong and they can chase you down and say, "Will you please let me forgive you?" They may say, "I'd like to bust your jaw. You will pay for what you've done to me." But God, we have wronged him in so many ways, and yet he says to a dirty, rotten sinner who deserves hell, I plead with you, let me forgive you. This morning, come to him and let him forgive you. We who are saved, I'll say it again, we need to come and say, "Lord, here's my life. I'm laying down my heavy burden, laying down my yoke. I've finally learned enough to where I know my way ain't working. I want to take your yoke. I'm getting in this work with you. I'm getting in this life with you. Lord, I'm yours. I'm already saved, but Lord, now I'm yours." Let's stand together.